Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Got a little tail today. I'm going to start right up front with saying I am not voting for Trump the next time. Period, plain and simple. I've told you his character flaw. Up front, I'm going to say there's a lot of things that have been done well. And the character flaw is simply the distraction, temptation that they know is Trump's character flaw is in full effect and working 100%. I told you, all you have to do with Trump is say, I bet you can't. It's like Marty McFly and what are you, chicken? And here it is. I bet you can't try to be the world's president and deal with every problem around the world. Yes, I can. Venezuela, both wars, when he's not ending them, when all he has to do to end them and get us out of the face of murder and waste of money is to simply stop funding them. And he keeps trying to go negotiate with people who are not genuine in their negotiations. All this other garbage. And instead of just focusing at home, where they've done some focusing at home, they've done well. But Trump's apparent philosophy is the name of the movie from several years ago, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. That's probably not quite the right title, but there was a movie with like an Asian lead character in it that was something like that. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Like he won't focus. And so they go, listen, he's proud of his energy and the fact that he can do so many things. And on the one hand, you go, early on, people like Dan Bongino were like, you don't get it. It's brilliant. He's hitting them on so many fronts, they can't even keep up. Like, what do we even oppose? Domestically, that's great. Domestically, you're opening the Epstein files here. You're doing JFK files. You're saying the UFO files should be open. You're doing this. You're doing that. ICE is just going ahead and doing what they're supposed to do, which is enforce the border. Other people are complaining because how dare you? And you say, well, if you wouldn't have let 20 million people in, we wouldn't have to do this. A Florida governor saying that. Everything, everywhere, all at once. Domestically, that's brilliant. Like, why slow down? But the distraction of the enemies he's making. And yeah, you're going to find people who agree with, all right, well, you know, like I actually know someone Latina, and they're like, well, what do you think of Venezuela? And I mean, I know more than one person Latina, don't get me wrong, but we were having this conversation, and her origin is more from Central and South America, right? Just being vague there. And, you know, they're like, I don't know, he was a really bad guy. It's like, okay, well, again, if all we got to do is say the duly elected leader is a really bad guy, and we get to kidnap him or murder him. Now I'm teasing on why I said I will not vote for Trump the next time, unless things turn around drastically. All right. In fact, they're going to lose the midterms. They're going to lose the midterms because he won't focus domestically. So if all you got to do is say, well, he's a bad guy and some part of their population are going to applaud, and we can just capture the reaction that applauds for us murdering or kidnapping duly elected leaders or recognized leaders, you know, thoroughly recognize that is the leader of the country, then there is no such thing as countries. There's no such a thing as diplomacy. There is no such thing as civilization. Because what happens when civilizations disagree and they're sovereign, you go to war or you go to negotiation. You don't do both. Unless you're, and here it comes, Israel, or the United States being the pit bull at Israel's beck and call, at the end of Israel's leash, or you're Trump in 2026 being tempted by the generals. In that case, you do what's in essence the same thing as kidnapping Macron and taking him to the United States. You do understand that in international law and the basic philosophy of nations, you don't just get to go take the leader, okay? And you don't get to just go murder the leader. That's not what nations do. Okay, so in essence, what we're doing, like back in the 1990s, the big thing to do as someone who was truly awake, not woke, is understand that the United Nations is a piece of shit. And what they're trying to do is just be a one-world government source of power. Now, that's fallen out of favor just for reputation and stuff, but when a leader says, you know what, they're not being very nice to their people, and so we're just going to unilaterally capture their leader. Well, that's bullshit. That's United Nations 1990s Michael New stuff. Go look it up. And we should be against it. And it's going to be a couple parts of this, because I'm going to tell you, I was, quote, accused of blackpilling, but under a totally different term from blackpilling. I'm going to talk about very quickly how even the non-free speech tradition of Israel has infiltrated places where it's supposedly patriotic. So hopefully I remember to get to that. But back to the idea of why I won't vote for Trump. Yes, Venezuela is a perfect example. Ukraine, he's trying to solve the problems there, except he won't because he keeps funding it. Okay? Neither side is being genuine. I would say Russia's probably being more genuine because they're the ones that existential threat compared to... Their athletes don't even get to be in the Olympics. Like the anti-Olympic spirit. The Olympic spirit is no matter our differences, no matter our differences in culture, you get to come here so that we can have fellowship of sport. And the Russians don't even get to be there unless they've basically separated themselves from their nation, which means you might as well murder them. Like, if it's about whether your country has warred, and it's like, well, yeah, but your warring's wrong and this your warring is right, then you don't get the... Then the Olympic spirit is the same thing right now as the censorship spirit of 2020. Well, yeah, we believe in free speech except when you're wrong. Okay. Well, we believe in the Olympic spirit that everybody should be able to come because, after all, what the athletes are trying to do and trying to strive for has nothing to do with their politicians except when their politicians are wrong. And then you're an athlete without a country if you want to compete and or you can't compete. If you've not disavowed your country, if you've and or as long as you've given no support toward the war. Can you imagine we're in a war and an athlete's not supposed to have given any support? Meanwhile, at the Olympics, when our country, when our athletes, and I didn't necessarily agree with it because you probably have some restriction with the Olympics, but when somebody asks them and tries to bait them, maybe it was a women's hockey, I don't remember, and go, well, we don't agree with everything. We're not proud of everything our country has done. In essence, I mean, they could say more Dixie chicks and say, I'm appalled, if you want. But either way, it's that they were pulled into that answer, gave an honest answer, and then they're... So think about this. Then they're criticized wholly. How dare you? That's you come over here under the banner of the United States, and you don't back up the United States, or at least shut up enough that you're basically backing up the United States. And Russia athletes have to do the opposite, okay? There's a war that's existential to Russia because all of Europe against it, the United States is against them, United States is against them, the World Economic Forum is against them, Ukraine is against them. And if the athletes sometime in the last 3 years, when their people are dying too, probably to the point of something like 150 to 200,000 men have died in Russia, something like that, many, many times what the Vietnam War is. And their infrastructure, and they got drone wars coming at them too. They're not supposed to support their troops, or they can't go. Think about that, how mind-bendingly Orwellian that is, that they don't get to even support their own troops. How dare you have a sense of nation and still want to be an athlete? How fucked up is that? Olympic spirit, my ass. So, I'm going to stop those wars because too many people are dying. But then he sits there at the negotiating table with people who are not going to be genuine about their negotiations. The Ukraine's not going to be genuine, and he keeps letting it happen, which would be one thing, but we fund it. They're not going to be genuine because the World Economic Forum and other types are puppeteering them. They don't want a bipolar world, which includes Russia, which is not the same thing as China. They don't want it. That's why they want Russia weakened. How stupid do you have to be to not understand that? And to not understand that at some point of negotiations, they have no intent to. And I'm going to go to the Israeli side. Now, we know when they go to the negotiating table, they're fucking lying. They're not genuine. All right? They've got almost all of Israel. I mean, you know, if Gaza exists, it's a problem. When they go to the negotiating table, they're lying. I mean, one of many countries that has been victimized by Israel in negotiating, I can't remember where, but literally the diplomat that was at the table negotiating, the diplomat, okay, war or negotiating, but this is diplomacy. You have diplomacy, or you decide diplomacy's not going to work anymore, and now our troops against your troops, our weapons against your weapons. The literal diplomat gets murdered in another country. So you're not being genuine at the negotiating table. You're just murderous. You're just not actually civilized. That's Israel. And that's before February 28th. When Trump allows us to be the pit bull at the end of Israel's leash. And again, you know, when it comes to Israel, here's the problem. They always say that they're doing a preemptive strike against terroristic nations. But do you understand the pattern? They're always the one that delivers mass death and destruction first. Always. Outside of October, whatever, when they let that happen. But when they do, it's never an eye for an eye. It's a body for a toenail. And I'm not saying Israelis didn't die that day, but we know from, what do you call it? I can usually think of this. It's the Hannibal, the Hannibal directive. That, hey, we're not going to allow them to have hostages. And we know they admitted in Israeli papers, oh, many of the Israelis that died that day and the next day or two or three were at the hands of Israeli defense forces. They're like, fuck you. You've got 100 Israelis. They know the deal. Guess what? Boom, you died and so did 100 Israelis. And then we just add to the propaganda that works entirely in the United States with the capturing that we have in the United States. And we say, oh, another 100 Israelis died at the hands of the people who did the attack. No, they didn't. The Israelis killed those Israelis. See, there is no more uncivilized nation on the planet when it comes to how to deal with other peoples and other sovereign nations than Israel. Unless you count the Americans, when we act as the pit bull at the end of the leash of Israel, and Israel says, sick 'em. And when we do that, then we're 10 times the problem. Oh, and as I talk about this, I want you to think about this. This gets to the thing where I'm going to talk about me being barred from what's supposed to be a free speech forum, like the highest level free speech forum. We've made sure that the tentacles of censorship and you can only have one opinion have gotten there in some cases. So the first thing is we freed the Iranians. I don't remember them asking for being freed. It's the same Khomeini that's been there since the 90s, I believe. And now, when I say not civilized, they murdered their leader. Okay, they didn't go, let's invade. They said, let's murder him. Okay. And here's the double standard, which blows my mind. We were all horrified, if you're not a fucking weirdo lefto, when Trump almost died, when Trump almost got assassinated. And it was probably at the hands of Israel, honestly. But it was certainly an intelligence operation at the very least. And when those tentacles are intertwined with other intelligence agencies, who the fuck knows? But they did, they, not that one dude, they tried to murder our potential president instead of trying to play politics. Political people are supposed to be immune to murder. Otherwise, it's called an assassination. And it's against any international law. And we don't, and we were properly pissed off at that. And we were horrified. That's not what civilized people do. And yet we just did it. It's also, you don't kidnap them. You don't say, well, we just think that you haven't treated your people well. Therefore, we're going to kidnap you and bring you back on charges. You have no sovereignty. You have no jurisdiction. If there's that reason, there's no reason the Israelis, back when he was not cooperating enough, couldn't have kidnapped Trump and brought him to Tel Aviv. Does that seem right to you? I'm talking about the Venezuelan president. And going back to my Latina friend, she's like, oh, well, what'd you think of Trump and the Venezuelan? Well, he is a bad guy. Yeah, maybe. But it was we never talked about it in 2024. So where does this even coming from? It's from the generals distracting him and daring him to be the world's president instead of worrying about the country that elected him. And that's why I'm not going to fucking vote for him again, because he's too simple. He's very complex in some ways, hyper-energetic. He's a goddamn nuclear power plant. But the motherfucker won't focus, okay? I bet you can't create a vaccine faster than anybody ever could. Bet you I can. Operation Warp Speed, or whatever it was. Warp Drive, Warp Speed, whatever. That ridiculous non-development of a safe vaccine, also known as a free and legally covered and subsidized development of an unsafe RNA genetic therapy, except it's not therapy because that presumes that it's actually good for you. Just a genetic disaster drug. And drug is not even the right word. So I bet you can't do that. I bet you can't try to stop these wars. I bet you can't stop funding. And all along, that motherfucker Netanyahu runs over here every, what, third week? And you do understand that as this February 28th invasion slash... let me get back to... Sorry I'm ranting so much. Initially, it was going to be, hey, we freed the Iranians. Yes, he's murdered already. Yeah, that means they're, quote, free. Look, we can see that mostly the Iranian internet is out. Do you understand how fucked up we are doing this? Like, the Israelis don't like free speech. Okay, do you remember early internet? One thing you can't stop is the internet, and so we will know, and revolutions will happen. The Israelis understand, oh, then they'll get the real messaging, and have convinced America and the military force, or just done it themselves, no, we don't want messaging coming out of Iran, just like we don't want messaging coming out of Gaza City. Then we may not win the info war. So we are going to basically shut the internet down to no better than 4% of capacity. And after we fucking do that, we're going to feed videos of, quote, Iranian high school students celebrating that war is happening. Yeah, because that's what they do. Look over there, a bomb going off. No, they'd be fucking freaked out. So that's either planted, most likely, B, it's students being paid, or C, it's very, very selective. They took out most of the fucking internet. Do you think that's civilized? I mean, granted, you can say it can go back to the 1950s and you only got so much information coming out of it, but it is a step back. the whole idea of, well, what are they really thinking? What's really there? They took out most of the internet. And you can say, well, that's part of the info war, which is part of war, which is the problem with our defense agencies. When our defense agencies and our spying complexes say, no, information's not allowed. Instead of trying to win the information war in the free market, they go, fuck the free market. We're closing the market down. Well, then that's pretty fucked up and totally anti-American. Totally against the spirit of the Constitution. No. Our information is the only information that comes out of there. Well, that's fine if you want to try to win it, but to close down the opponents through sheer brute force, go fuck yourself. That's not American. All right? So when they come out and say, oh, they're freed now, and the very next thing, not even a fucking day later, is Netanyahu to say, oh, we've got thousands of targets. What? But I thought they were so ready to be free as long as the Khomeini got murdered. They're so ready to be free. Everybody's so happy to be freed. It's that guy who's been around since the mid-90s in a fairly stable country, if not, maybe not, I don't know how affluent they are, but Mexico's not affluent. Plenty of countries aren't affluent. It doesn't mean we call the leader bad and change the regime. And Ron Paul was right, because Ron Paul's always right. I guess emails, and Ron Paul said regime change is back months ago. Because it is. Because Trump can't fucking focus domestically. So I want you to think about the sincerity of, we're just trying to free the leader, the citizens of Iran. Free them from what, fuckface? Israeli rule? Yeah, Israeli rule is going to be better. And I'm going to say something else. Now, I had given some, I don't think I'd mention it in an episode because I was just not understanding it. When I did mention it, I think it was after I did look a little, I was definitely at one point a little bit negative on the whole idea of, oh, high rises in Gaza City. But then as it develops, it's like, no, they are trying to at least build into, this is in negotiations, at least build independent rule where the people of Gaza do have some rule there. It's not just Israel gets to control Gaza City unilaterally. Well, guess what? So that's going on. And as we go, Epstein files, oh shit, Mossad. Everybody fucking knows Epstein was an alien Mossad, Israeli Mossad blackmail operation. So the tides are starting to turn. So go, fuck this. We're going to launch missiles at a country and we're going to get our pit bull to be involved. And when we get our pit bull involved, the United States, it is the bluff to add distraction to the Epstein thing. We don't have to deal with that after it, we've got other things to do. Do you think Trump can be two-sided enough to say, two-brained enough, can focus on two things enough to say, oh yes, we're absolutely launching missiles at all over Iran and supporting Israel to the nth degree while they create more murder and destruction. And also, as you can see from the Epstein files, Israel is a murderous, fucking treacherous, motherfucking regime. You think they're going to be able to support both of those messages? No! That's why Israeli psyops say, fuck it, we're going to murder more people. Take the sentiment away from anti-Israel, we're treacherous assholes, and just say, look at this terroristic regime. Okay, the other thing that they said, oh, finally, after 40 years, and this is nearly a quote, but it's certainly a paraphrase, I'm allowed to do what I've hoped to do what I wanted to do for 40 years against this terroristic regime, Iran. Oh, do you mean a sovereign nation that's not bending to your knee? Is that what you mean? How many countries are they going to be allowed to throw missiles at under a preemptive strike, also known as we always attack first? Sovereign countries, we always attack first. Oh, and in the meantime, we get to destroy their civilizations, which supports the greater Israel, and we get to try to puppeteer, place somebody who is pro-Israel into their leadership. It's a problem, man. And again, I've told you, It's not about Jewish citizens. Just like we are not about, let me get to the people who are, we are not about what the fuck we're doing with our military that has nothing to do with the interest of the U.S. This has nothing to do with the interest of the U.S. It's about Israel's interest. And most all of the last 3 to 4 campaigns we've been in historically have not been about American interest. Now, on the side, you go, yeah, but we'll get some oil, maybe control some oil out of it. But to the tune of how many hundreds of billions of dollars to do that? At the root, the interest is Israel's. For most all of the massive campaigns of death and destruction and invasion of the last 50 years, okay, so, you know, post-Vietnam, post-Asian campaigns, most of them at the root have been benefiting Israel the most, and we get some side benefit, like our idiotic defense contractors get to destroy things and then also get to be contractors to build things anew, like massive new construction, the likes of which none of our cities ever saw. That was, of course, the massive problem with Iraq, or rather the profiteering of Iraq. Hey, we'll build giant permanent bases. Eventually we might leave them, but at least we got the $10 billion to create them, right? To create giant permanent structures that are constructed to last for decades. If we leave them, we leave them, but we got to build them. And it's out of the sight of the Americans at the same time of base realignment and closure and in the same 10 to 15 years after that. We don't need all these bases. Build them overseas where people can't see and build giant bases. Doesn't even help the American people because it's not even on American soil. But it'll help the defense contractors. So yeah, those things, quote, helped America. But in the end, it costs us hundreds of billions of dollars to, quote, help America. And the primary benefactors were Israel. And here we are going to throw a bunch more debt money at Iran and honestly create the environment where, when and if a, what do you call it, flag scenario, false flag is committed on the U.S., it's entirely believable. Why wouldn't you believe, very simply, after dipshit fucking Biden allowed 12 to upwards of 20 million people into the country of unknown origin and unknown sentiment and unknown motive, that after we helped fucking Israel murder more people, after we've helped them murder people in Gaza, after we've helped them murder people in other countries in, quote, greater Israel territory. And remember, Israel never had that territory as greater Israel. It was just a general land where Jews lived. Not that they ever had control of it. Just like, hey, guess what? In America, some Germans happen to live in the northern Midwest. Germany didn't fucking own it. Germany didn't control it. Just, oh, this is greater Germany. In America, they happen to live here. So that's, quote, greater Germany. And we need to control all of it because it was the ancestral lands of Germany, if you include the last 200 years. So we should try to and strive to get to greater Germany. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if Germany's like, well, some of our people lived in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. So let's go try to grab that. I mean, I know it's an exaggeration because it's across the seas. But really, that's all, quote, greater Israel was. Well, ancestrally, we lived in this entire area that's 50 to 55 times the size of sovereign Israel right now. And so it's interesting how all of their preemptive strikes are into civilizations that are set and have been under the control of other people for hundreds of years, and they always try to weaken those countries. Now, quickly, to the idea that the Israeli, of course we want censorship.
And Israeli does want censorship in the United States, right? Israel wants censorship, thus anti-Semitism. If you object to anything, you're an anti-Semite if you're against anything that Israel wants, the regime itself. No, you don't have to say, you don't even have to say, and I'm saying this for example, you don't even have to say, those fucking Jews don't know what they're talking about. You don't have to say, fuck the Jews. You don't have to say that. Fuck the Torah. You don't have to say that. And even if you did, that's free speech. So if you said something worse, like something should happen to Jews generally. Now, that's anti-Semitic. But to disagree with the regime is no different than disagreeing with Trump, which half of our country does. And by the way, I'll say, remember, I didn't say this earlier, when you can say, hey, look, we can find people who are happy that you killed our leader. Okay. Well, guess what? In America, you could find that. Because you did back in Indiana in mid-2024. You did find that. You could find people that were happy that somebody tried and sad that they failed. So what? I mean, that's your propaganda, is to cut down most of the internet and then show people that are happy that that MF-er's dead? It doesn't mean anything. So, back to what I was talking about, if I can remember, and you have to forgive my rant, maybe just go on to the next thing. Yes, censorship. And the Israeli look at censorship is if you don't fucking agree with us, you're wrong, therefore you should shut the fuck up, and you should understand that you're talking against the chosen people of God. And I'm not saying this is what they say to you, it's what they believe. We're the chosen people, like the worst of them. We're the chosen people. These are fucking monkeys trying to oppose the chosen people. They might as well be dogs opposing their owner. This doesn't make sense. Therefore, unfortunately, the dogs can talk. But we get to say, you're anti-owner. You do understand this, right? You're anti-owner, dogs. And of course, it's not quite a perfect analogy because they don't have us quite on a literal leash. But that is their censorship approach. If you don't agree with us, then you are the worst of the worst. And so, with that, they've infiltrated. So, I'm not on social media, except Telegram. I follow channels, but I follow them anonymously. Like, good luck figuring out where I am there, because it has nothing to do with my name. It's just some random, you know, letters. But I do follow forums. And again, the enemy of your enemy can be your friend informationally. So you can follow forums that are not exactly down, you know, your usual pathway. If you only follow forums that are exactly in line with what you think, A, that's a weird fucking forum, and it just goes to what I'm going to talk about. B, you're going to miss out on information. So I follow a forum that's like one of these, like, I don't know, but it's a Patriot forum. I'm going to call a forum. It's a channel there. You know, somebody, somebody, Patriot, or the somebody, somebody, Patriot channel. I'm not going to say what one. There's no need. There's plenty of them on Telegram, as you can expect. Well, what's Telegram? Of course, the assholes arrested the founder over in Europe, so it's probably not as open as it was, but he just said, this is where we let people talk. And yeah, some people talk in nasty ways, but I'm not the owner of that, short of literal crimes. Other than that, they get to say what they want. And I've told you, in that same area, I've used the Z word, and that's the one that got stopped. The one word that helps me define, I don't mean every person who's Jewish. I mean the people who are supremacist Jewish. Those people who truly believe in the most supremacist aspect of that outlook. So I used the Z word, and my message got taken away. That's the only action I've seen in Telegram, as I'm usually distinct enough, or I'm on open enough channels where people go, they believe in freedom of speech, that's why they're on Telegram. But now the censorship tentacles of the Israeli outlook has gotten it, has infiltrated Telegram. So I'm on this quote patriotic place, and they do this ridiculous stuff like, don't wait
Don't worry, the white hats, blah, blah, blah. We keep, you know, don't worry, the white hats are behind the scenes. That's why you should stay loyal and be patient. That's funny. It sure doesn't seem like it. Hey, I thought all these people were going to get arrested and hung a long time ago, white hats. I'm exaggerating on whether that's what I want. But that's what they'd have. Oh, don't you worry. Military tribunals are happening behind the scenes. These people aren't living. They're actually they've been replaced. Well, if they've been replaced, what good would that do? What's the effect to deter the crimes if they've just been replaced? How spastically retarded would that be? And so they say things like, oh, look at the QAnon, the codes and this and that. If you look at his latest, and I'm like, okay, buddy. And the Bible code too, right? Don't worry, the Bible code. Yeah, everything's exactly with the Bible. Okay, I mean, I've read the Bible code. I have the book. But I'm like, okay, buddy, you can make sense of every single current event. Isn't that interesting? Numerology much? Which is hilarious because people who are strict believers of the Bible, right? Are like numerology, Satan, what are you doing? That comes very close to like paganism and stuff, numerology. But if you can apply numerology to the Bible, it's all good. Oh, you can predict all future events and all present events after you've seen them and try to back template the things that happen into the Bible code. Oh, no, it was predicted. What? So this idiotic channel, but I'm like, hey, once in a while, I might get kind of leading edge information. Just to kind of give me a sense maybe of what goes on. But as far as, you know, I follow about 10 channels closely that might be maybe on the front edge of something, but often they're not exactly objective, here's why. But some of them are at least interesting to go, I wonder if this is going to happen, wonder if their source is at least good, who knows. I follow some other ones, I go, well, grain of salt channels, basically. And then this one, I didn't even realize until this war happened on February 28th. Oh, if you don't agree, they're totally Z-word. They're totally Zionist. Absolutely 100% Zionist. They're like the mega church pastors. 100%. There is no contradiction of, wait a second, isn't Judaism exactly like not about Jesus? Doesn't it specifically oppose and specifically disagree with the very idea of Jesus? In order for both of them to exist, and one of them has developed historically, and therefore, if they're not following, they're openly have rejected the very idea of Jesus, that he is God incarnate, that there's a, I almost said trilogy, you know, there's a three, Holy Spirit, God, Spirit, Jesus. Isn't that a total rejection of Christianity? That's rhetorical. It is. It absolutely 100% is. Yet you have these mega pastors that teach their Christian flock, and some of them just cannot get enough of it, that to do anything except support Israel all the time. I mean, the only place that some of these people will get not just political, but 100% this is in agreement and say, oh, these other pastors have gone astray, is when these mega church pastors, that all they do is talk about, we got to go to Israel again, the Holy Land. But then, and that's fine, but it's always under the sponsorship of Z-Word. And then they come back and have messaging that only is ever about 100% alliance to any warring thing that Israel does. And they bring it to the point of absolute, like, unquestioning everything is good that happens that Israel does. And anything that opposed Israel, they must have said it right. It must have been almost, I mean, for 30 years. I mean, I'm exaggerating. I don't know the exact timeline. You know, these other countries have been on the brink of nuclear weapons. And every single time, every fucking time, that we throw missiles at somebody as the pit bull at the end of the leash, or that Israel does, it's because it was imminent that they'd have nuclear weapons, or at least that's some 60% of the time. One of the classic examples they go to, right? One of the classic examples. And then 5 years later, even though they supposedly set it back 20 years, they might just throw missiles at the same place, and then again, and then again, and then again. And people who are supposed to believe in the Prince of Peace, who are supposed to believe that Jesus democratized salvation, say that none of these motherfuckers was worth living in these other countries. Israel, the chosen people, had to do it. And that's fine. I mean, obviously, I oppose it, but I'm bringing that as a parallel to this channel that's like, oh, thank God, Trump, for freeing the people of Iran. What? Freeing? Like, that's acting as past tense, like it is done. Hey, you did it. Thank you, President Trump. I mean, it's nearly a Messiah fervor. Trump has only done the things of God. Thank you, President Trump. And so I say, because this is, oh, well, looky here in California. Bullshit. Someone's flying a banner. Well, who the fuck paid for it? Thank you, President Trump, for freeing Iran. And this is after, oh, and also Netanyahu goes, oh, well, we plan on bombing 1,000 more sites. And I finally get to do something I've been wanting to do for 40 years. And that's not getting rid of Khomeini. No, it's fucking flattening a, quote, terrorist regime, which I probably said this earlier. But Yahoo's version of terrorist regime is a sovereign nation that does not bend their knee to Israel. Period. And more so if they're in the map of greater Israel. That's it. If they exist. All right? If they exist and have a sovereignty and have a leader that's not already a puppet of Israel, in the greater Israel map, they are a terrorist regime. No matter how long it's been. And so on this, quote, Patriot Forum, that is, I'm sure a year ago was all about bring America back, get rid of this, you know, get rid of all of this corruption, is now 100% do not question Israel all the time. To the extent that, well, I've been like, okay, hey, we allow comments until 10. Love you all. Patriot, America, Patriot. Hey, comment. And I don't know. I've never even left a comment there. I just watch it. I just watch their posts, probably hardly ever look at their comments because there's nothing to comment on. It's just weird stuff that's just, I don't know, just what do you say when you're just reinforcing your own message? So I finally go, basically, are you kidding me? Like, how is it freeing the Iranians if now Netanyahu admits there's going to be 1,000 more strikes if all they needed was for their evil leader to be killed and now they can go along with their free and merry way? How is it that Trump is, so I did say something a little vulgar, but whatever. I said, you know, it'd be better if, you know, maybe America could get Israel's dick out of its mouth. But then I explained further, you know, about how there's no questioning and all these, how it's anti-Christian to just assume that nothing should be peaceful so long as Israel says it shouldn't be peaceful and all this stuff. And somebody goes, I think it's candidate for black pill. What? So they found their own excuse to just stop any engagement about anything Israel does or anything America does on behalf of Israel in a patriotic channel on Telegram. Not on fucking YouTube in 2020 when you're trying to oppose a vaccine or be a doctor saying, we should slow down. What the fuck are we doing? Why are we not giving alternative treatments, so on and so forth? You know, this isn't on Twitter before Elon Musk took it over and you couldn't say anything and you had to go to Substacks. And even then, if you went to Substacks, if you didn't know to go to Substacks, you couldn't promote Substacks on X, because on Twitter at the time, because it would be taken down. when dipshit Biden and fuckface Kamala had the spirit of Elon Musk needs to be punished because we can't have different standards, meaning we control the other ones. How dare you try to use the First Amendment for X? How dare you try to use the First Amendment for X? So we will control you. So this isn't any of those. This is a Telegram where people fleeing for truly wide open speech went so they could speak freely about topics. And yet we have cultivated over in what's called a Patriot channel that talks about white hats and talks about the numerology of QAnon. Did you see that he posted this at 10:53 a.m.? And if you look at the third word in the second paragraph of his post, you'll note that there's also a 5. Did you notice that that didn't go? Just do the research, people. And also says MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. And an entirely free speech channel about America, which should be Make America Great Again, we have a total MEMA, make Israel More Murderous Again situation. And you cannot oppose it. So I don't know whether to watch them just to watch my, you know, enemy masquerading as my friend or to delete them. I guess I'll just watch them and laugh, saying, but these are truly programmed people. Because, of course they wanted to delete my post. And I was banned. I don't know if I'm banned for a day. And then as long as I'm good on good behavior and don't oppose Israel again in any way, shape, or form. And the other thing is they called it black pill. Now, what's black pill? Instead of just saying, fuck this guy, they get to have some rationale. What's black pilled? Well, you know, red pill is like, okay, this is the truth of the matter. You know, this is a real truth. So you're going to see it now. I'm red pilled. So it's like, I can't help but comment on the truth of the matter. Maybe I get too red pilled. Maybe I go, well, black pill is supposed to simply mean you've researched or gotten so much up on red pill. It's just that you're pessimistic. How would you think about that? Like, Stu Peters talks about it. Bongino probably talks about it. Other people know the term. Man, in other words, you're just being too cynical. It's like, it's probably too black-pilled. You know, like everything I give out is supposedly so out there. And like, no, you're not even close, bro. But on the other, and then on top of that, it's so wildly, depressingly, overly truthful, cynical, we can't win, right? Well, what I did had nothing to do with whether or not, it was just commenting on the current situation. And in their little fucking feeble forum, they turn opposing comments in their phraseology into, you're so awake that we should oppose you. Like you're being too cynical. That's not what you're doing, bro. You're simply censoring. If someone was just overly cynical, then just go right past it. Why would there be a reason to ban? So it's interesting to me if other places are, I'd use that terminology, and that's a psyop, right? Like, oh no, it's not that we're censoring even though we're America. It's that, it's the way they said it. And they did. They said, candidate for black, first thing I saw. Something about that, and then that I couldn't make comments. I think I can still see the forum. In fact, I know I can. I don't know if I'm universally after one comment ever. You know, so you get these forum, which is the problem, you know, with Facebook forums or the like. When you get these people who have the power to stop comments, and if they go too far because they don't believe in America, in American ideals of freedom, including a little bit of vulgarity, that's with a point, like get Israel's dick out of your mouth, then you're no longer enforcing American ideals of free speech, and your forum is shit. It doesn't mean anything anymore. It's pure propaganda. And if therefore the person, this is not a forum, this is a channel. So when I say the forum, I'm referring to the comments, but the general channel is one person or one entity putting out information. And I guarantee you, in fact, I'm going to, maybe you'll be able to recognize it. But let me see what some of the recent ones are. I doubt many of you are on Telegram because everybody's gone back to being normies. But let's see some of the ridiculous things they put up. Here we go.
Watch a full replay of our Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and Joint Chiefs presser this morning. Rah, 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 war!
Okay, what's this other one? Here we go.
I made y'all a video of things that murdered things so we can all get our little hard-ons or rubber clits about the F-22.
I'm paraphrasing.
I made y'all a video tonight to mull over. It's about the tip of the spear. Yeah, hard on, kill people, yeah. We've often talked about hearing the F-22 Raptor often is referred to as such. Yeah, as well as President Trump wearing the F-22 Raptor pin. Yeah, man, he's wearing the Raptor pin.
Like, that's a hard thing to do. It's a present, give him an F-22.
After learning more about this jet, to me, it all ties in and makes total sense. Yeah, especially when you learn more about this magnificent fighter jet and its capabilities.
So it's just distraction. Like, let's get a hard-on about our capabilities. Yeah, never mind whether we should fucking be killing and murdering more people on behalf of Israel.
Well, it's never offered international partners, and it's only flown by the U.S. Air Force. Yeah.
Here we go. Democrats demand briefing after strikes on Iran. But we've got someone in fucking no good Fox News anymore, because we all know if it was so good at being the true conservative MAGA, then Tucker Carlson wouldn't have had to leave. Do we remember, history where we said Fox went by the wayside? They got rid of their best commentators so they can be more tame and more mainstream and more Israel. Right? We remember this, but now on Fox News, Democrats demand briefing after strikes on Iran. Senator Sheehy, a Navy SEAL, says these strikes are about protecting U.S. service members from Iran.
Trump is the first president to finally stand up and kill these bastards
for what they've been doing for us for far too long. So it isn't just about getting rid of the leader, because you use plural. So you just want the entire country to be demolished. Let's see what else.
Last night, U.S. B-2 stealth bombers, armed with 2,000-pound bombs, struck Iran's hardened ballistic missiles facilities. No nation should ever doubt America's resolve.
Yeah! I mean, that's what you get from here. Unless you go, you realize we're murdering people now? If it was about just getting rid of the leader, and then they'd be good to go. Thank you so much. We are under the hard hand of our awful, awful leader. Thank you so much. Now we will self-organize and control ourselves. Then that wouldn't be the case. So now it's just like all the updates. Like, you remember, like, I don't know if any of you other of you were around back in the 90s where you kind of felt, man, that's kind of a weirdo. Like, I got too much of an easy hard-on over the idea of,
check out awesome these exact strikes are. Did you see that? It went right where the X was. Whoa. You see these strikes?
Now, on the one hand, you go, well, those are military encampments. But on the other hand, you have to go, did we even need to do that? So I'm saying again, like, I'm sorry, but I'm your scales of truth guy. Like, wait a second. If it's just to get rid of the leader to free the people, then aren't they going to self-organize now? Oh, wait a second. You meant a lot of the people were okay with that approach, almost like it's a fucking nation? Like some decent percentage of the nation agreed with the leader? So in order to actually overthrow that nation, which is what you're doing, you actually have to get rid of a lot more people? Just like if against the United States, you'd find out that if you were to get rid of the current leader, guess what? You'd have a lot bigger exercise on your hand because there's some decent percentage of us that agree with the current leader and we'd be pissed off that you murdered him. It's not merely that it's the heavy hand of the leader and the overwhelming sentiment of the rest of the country is that thank God you got rid of that leader. Now we can be free, you fucking assholes.
Let's see what else. This one's ridiculous. Let's look at this one real quick.
Three soldiers died today. Not for oil. Not for land. For the children. Confirmed three American service members killed in action. Five more wounded. The first casualties of Operation Epic Fury.
Now, I'm not making fun of the fact that, guess what? When you try to kill people, your people are more at risk. So, of course, I'm not making fun of the fact that our soldiers died, except that it's an inevitability, right? I'm just pointing out that it is an inevitability. And then talking about the narrative of this total lack of proportionality. Just to show you, this is the same. This is the type of things you're going to get from this channel, which would be fine if they agreed with me disagreeing. But as soon as I disagree, I'm blackpilled. I'm quote banned due to quote black pill end quote reason. Pentagon for the first casualties of Operation Epic Fury. The media will use their deaths to question the war.
We will use their sacrifice to tell you why this war is being fought.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. While every camera on Earth pointed at Tehran, the real operation happened in silence. Interpol arrested seven people. Look, now they're trying to tie it to Epstein. This has to do with Epstein. What? I mean, this guy's too fucking stupid to understand to ever question things. This Patriot guy. Or, I don't know, or he's smart enough to tie everything to the same thing. Listen to this ridiculousness.
The real operation happened in silence.
Does he even have anything to do with the three people who died? No, so it's distraction. Are we ever going to get to,
they died for the children?
Okay, let's see.
Interpol arrested seven people across four European countries. France, Germany, Austria, Belgium. All connected to Epstein's financial network, not one headline.
Okay, well, that has nothing to do with the Tehran thing, as far as I can tell, or the three deaths, so, okay.
Two private jets grounded at Zurich Airport. Passengers, a former EU commissioner and a retired NATO general, both named in the March 1.
Okay, so you're about Epstein. What's that have to do with Tehran? What's that to do with Tehran?
Harvard's most decorated economist resigned. His name appears on the Butterfly Foundation recipient list. The 340 million Epstein.
Great. That's the Epstein list. I told you I'm okay with things domestically if we stop fucking around internationally. If we stop fucking around internationally and killing people as pit bulls at the end of Israel's leash, I'd vote for Trump again. But we fucking won't.
Bill and Hillary Clinton testified before Congress this week under oath behind closed doors. The DOJ released the files. The arrests are happening in Europe because that's where they ran.
Okay. Fine. So what you're trying to do is get people to vote for Trump, even though he's helping Israel murder people around the planet. Good fucking luck with all the Democrats with that. All right? All of them. Which is 45% of the country anyway. And then you got people that are iffy, and you think many of them like me aren't going to be like, I thought you were going to fucking stop the wars and the debt and all the international bullshit. So good luck trying to just say it was all about Epstein.
But wait a second. The Tehran connection. Khamenei is dead. 14 minutes later, special ops team entered an underground facility 40 kilometers south of Tehran. Not a military target. Not a nuclear site.
Says fucking who. But anyway.
A server farm.
Bullshit. Sounds to me something having to do with making sure Iran doesn't have fucking internet so the real story can't come out.
No. A server farm. The last backup of the Epstein blackmail tapes.
This is so fucking obvious, man. Like, if I were Israel going, who do I have in a fucking leash for my information war? Oh, this dumb motherfucker. Wait a second. We'll 360 him. We'll 360 him. We'll say the reason we destroyed Iran's internet, but we won't tell them that's what we even did, even though Iran's internet was destroyed, or at least put offline for some period of time, via other posts that said it was 96% offline. Oh, no, it's not that we were trying to get rid of any information coming out of Iran that says we're destroying them on the level that we're destroying Gaza City and fucking up all their cities, too, and all their residents and all their all of their women and children and schools and hospitals, if that's what they're doing. No. Instead of having reports and videos that seem to corroborate that would be hard to fake. No, it's because we're getting to the last of Epstein's blackmail tapes. Are you fucking stupid, Mr. Patriot, who holds this channel?
Not a military target. Not a nuclear site. A server farm. The last backup of the Epstein blackmail tapes.
Oh, so it wasn't about destroying a terrorist regime. No, it was about getting to the arrest of the white hat much, you dumb motherfucker.
3,412 hours.
Says fucking who?
Of footage. Every president since Clinton. Every billionaire. Every Hollywood icon.
Sounds like a white hat operation you've been fucking pointing at for fucking 10 years.
Don't worry, it'll all come out. Three copies. Three continents. All now in DOJ custody.
So all these fuckers, if I go to comments, and I haven't yet. God bless President Trump. It's going to be there. That's their religion fervor. That's how easily they're ready to be swayed. Like, this is a fucking fable without for says fucking who.
The war in Iran isn't about regime change.
What? Are you fucking stupid?
Oh, no. I mean, it's not about regime change. If it just happens to benefit...
I mean, they're literally saying this out loud. So even as they say we're freeing the people of Iran, you're double fucking fucking with feeble minds.
Don't you worry about it. If it starts to get on your conscience at all, don't worry. It's not even about that.
But what about thousands of missile sites if it's not about a regime change? Why don't you just do a bunch of special ops then? If it's not about destroying their infrastructure, which it fucking is. If it's not about destroying their infrastructure, then why do you have to destroy their infrastructure? If it's not about destroying their police forces, then why do you have to destroy their police forces? If it's not about destroying things like what would be their equivalent like National Guard or backup stuff, then why are you destroying it?
It's not about regime change, says this idiotic, quote, patriotic channel.
How fucking embarrassing.
It isn't about regime change. It's about evidence recovery.
What?
Trump sent soldiers to die. Not for oil.
What? So he's saying it's not about regime change. It's not about Israel. And it's not about oil, even though it seems like it could be about all three of those. It's about the Epstein files. Huh?
But for the tapes that would bring down the most powerful people on Earth,
even though all of the military operation supports the most powerful people on Earth. The people who have America on a leash. You dumb or disingenuous motherfucker.
The next 72 hours, March 2nd, European arrest warrants for three more Epstein associates. One is a sitting EU Parliament member. March 4th. Congressional hearing on Clinton testimony. The leaks have already started. March 7th. Bundy presents all evidence, files, financials, and the tapes to a federal grand jury.
Now, let's, even if we saw the next 72 hours, what the fuck would that have to do this with this ridiculous idea that that's why we went to war? None of those. None of those. There could be arrest warrants for Epstein associates. There could be a congressional hearing on the Clinton testimony. And Bondi could present all the evidence to a federal grand jury, and none of it would have to do with this invasion. And yet, in this little stupid channel for feeble-minded, dumb motherfuckers, they're going to tie it.
Man, I was right. That is why we invaded our man.
Every domino is falling. Every exit is blocked. Ha, ha, ha.
Okay, so none of that was really associated with the invasion, let alone that three soldiers died for kids. Okay?
To the three who gave their life today.
I mean, again, I was in the service. I appreciate that certainly more than me, people put their lives at risk there. And that every death is an awful tragedy. On both sides, especially innocent deaths. But the soldiers are one. They took an oath, and they are now under the direct command. You will go there and put your life at risk. That is heroic, but that is different than questioning the politics and the policies. So one can question the politics and the policies without saying that those soldiers' deaths are not awful. To be clear, again, I served. I'm no hero, but just to give you some, you know, idea, if it gives some validity to, I'm not just, a peace protester who's too much of a pussy to do anything except that. To the three who gave their lives today, you didn't die for a politician's war, you died for the truth. Okay, and no information you gave me says that. You died so that 3,412 hours of evidence can never be destroyed. Bullshit. We don't know that. We have no sense of that, you fucking liar. You're a propaganda channel. You have no proof of that. None. It's kind of like, so there's a guy named Wilcock. The Source Field Investigations. That's not right. David Wilcock. Anyway, look up Source Field Investigations. And at the very edge of his books, a lot of his books are really pretty good. They're grounded in really interesting science studies, especially interesting science in Russia, where over in America, the scientists got down this like, oh, we can't investigate that. Like, kind of, power of mind, paranormal and other stuff. Think remote control as though, remote viewing as though scientists actually bothered to study it instead of it just being in the CIA. These types of studies, but at the outer edge of Source Field Investigations and the like, and I think it's David Wilcock, he would say, I've got a source in blah, blah, blah. And when they've gone far enough into kind of the, what is it that my one podcast I haven't listened to in a while, Astonishing Legend says, the woo-woo. When they go far enough into the woo-woo, some of these people believe they've got sources that are way, like, my confidential source of mine says such and such, and he'd know. Okay, I know that you trust him. I know it seems very intriguey that, you got to talk to this person who is supposedly a general or who is a general and his creds. But do you know who he works for now and whether any of this is really true? He's got information. I've seen the papers. Or are you being played? Do you really know? Do you have a secondary backup source at all? Or just to... I mean, again, a lot of his stuff is great, but on the outer edges, it gets pretty weird. And you go, how much of this do you really know at all? I mean, how much do you really, really know? And this reminds me of that.
You died so that 3,412 hours of evidence can never be destroyed. You died so the children who were trafficked, filmed and forgotten, could finally have justice.
So here we go to our, you died for the children. Okay, you say so, buddy. Seems to me like you tried to break into a compound that was a server farm
that probably was very, very reinforced because it was the basis of internet for a country. And if anybody tried to do that in America, they'd have a hard time. Were they really dying for their children back home? Seems to me you'd have to go to the larger incentives and motives for the war to decide, quote, why they died. And this idea that somehow the war has to do with the Epstein files, when Epstein is a Mossad operation and the war is pro-Israeli, Israel, is so outlandish as to be comical. The storm isn't coming, the storm is here! All capital letters. And today we paid the price. Honor them. Share this. The world must know why they fought. First of all, nobody but a fucking feeble-minded dumb fucker believes that. If I even respond with a puke, which is probably not allowed, let's see. Can I respond with a puke? Okay, let's see. Do I have a puke available? Nope. This fucking Patriot Forum, you can even control how you can respond. It can only be lovey-dovey. It can be star, hands up, whatever that is. Like, hands together, like, oh, a lightning bolt, a cool, flames, love, 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 hearts around, face love, stars and eyes, pray, halo, thumbs up, kissy lips, applaud, party favor sound, regular flame, not overly bursting flame, 100, peace, heart eyes, kiss, pucker with a heart, sunglasses, mind blown, trophy, red pill, red pill? Yeah, red pill and googly eyes, like, huh, like looking to the left, like, huh. You can't even respond with a puke. That's how anti-free speech, this ridiculous fucking forum is. All right, let's look at some of the comments real quick. Remember I said, God bless you, President Trump. I believe that Trump is in God's hands. So here we go. Let's look. 17 comments. Not available. Sorry, you can't access this chat because you were banned by an admin. Because I questioned something. I can't even look at the comments now. I can't even look at the comments. And in their mind, they can be like, well, I mean, we didn't take him out of the entire group, so, I mean, we're free speech. No, you're fucking not. Another, I shit you not, another brilliant, when I told you this, another brilliant decode. Obvious Consciousness posted this, and then they forwarded it, dude. Like, check it out. Wow, like, Trump. Like, you might as well just be smoking marijuana, you dumb motherfuckers. Donald Trump's probably real social, I mean, true social. I had just been informed that we had destroyed and sunk 9 Iranian naval ships, some of them relatively large and important. We are going after the rest. We'll soon be floating at the bottom. They will soon be floating at the bottom of the sea also. In a different, I don't know why I'm giving an Indian accent. In a different attack, we largely destroyed their naval headquarters. Oh, okay, yeah. The people were just waiting for their leader to be gone, and then they would agree to new leadership. But we have to destroy their entire navy. Seems like we didn't do that for Epstein, you dumb motherfucker. But here we go. A brilliant decode, says this fucking idiot. Oh, and the part that's, let's see, the part that is... That is highlighted. We have destroyed and sunk 9 Iranian naval ships, some of them relatively large and important. And you know, also, Trump does this weird weird capitalization, naval and ships is capitalized. It's just his thing. So sometimes people maybe think that means something. Decode, the statement functions as a closure signal. Yeah, naval assets represent outward reach, logistical freedom, and symbolic control beyond borders. Yeah. Their removal at sea compresses the system into a contained state where projection dissolves and options narrow. You mean that's what practically happened for Iran, you dumb motherfucker? NLP, the language, communicates completion and progress, not spectacle, and places the action in a domain that resolves cleanly without dragging populations or territory into the equation. What? The phrase, the rest, establishes inevitability as a condition, not a threat. So if you're just, okay,
Shut the fuck up.
What's this one? This decode is brilliant from a longtime Aussie Anon. Let's see this. This is just somebody, I can't tell. We stand together in this fight. Who is this supposed to even be? Yep, now we've got MEGA plus MAGA. Hashtag QAnon, which I've fucking told you. Oh, except, of course, just like when we bombed Iran, it was MEGA didn't stand for make Iran great again. Make Israel great again. It's make Iran great again, which I think is... But anyway, somebody's holding up a sign. Hold on a second. I just went to... And they're covering their face. I don't know where the fuck they are. I guess in Tehran. Is someone in Tehran holding up a sign that says hashtag restart MAGA? No. Hashtag restart MEGA. MEGA plus MAGA. Hashtag QAnon. So the quote decode, this is how fucking dumb they are as far as decodes. Do you mean, what are they saying? Like, what are you even talking about? As you know, the U.S. military has hacked Iranian TV with a message from President Trump. Well, that would be the point, wouldn't it? I've attached a 7-year delta aligning with Saturday, addressing the exact same issue. Whoa! My suggestion is those on the fence regarding Q start taking the information and proof seriously. So, I guess they're saying that this was posted exactly 7 years ago? That's it. It's just about MEGA plus MAGA. Oh, wow, he did it on the anniversary of one dumb motherfucker holding a sign in Tehran.
What?
Anyway, I know a long, ranty scales of truth. I don't give a shit. Covered a lot of stuff. But again, Trump is Marty McFly. President McFly. I ain't voting for President McFly, no matter how much I liked how good he can play guitar in The Prom from fucking 2 decades ago. I don't give a shit how cute Leah Thompson is. I don't care that he was able to make the bully look silly. I don't care. I'm not voting again for President McFly. I don't care how much good he's done domestically. He's derailing it entirely, operating as a New World Order / UN unilaterally, except on behalf of the New World Order and Europe and the European Council and the World Economic Forum. He's acting on behalf of Israel. So no chance on God's green earth I am voting for President Trump again. All right, guys, thanks for listening to Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.